You're equating the two. And that's very far from what happened.
A backlash set in. In the New York Times, you can see that they were constantly questioning, who is this famous scientist?
Most British people and most Americans, most people from the Allied powers, were very hostile to Germany after the war. They were not at all interested in reconciliation. So many people were saying, oh, Eddington was so motivated by the goal of peace and promoting international brotherhood. He was so convinced by the theory that perhaps he allowed himself to be a little bit biased.
He's been criticized for fudging the figures.
The photographic results from the two solar eclipse expeditions, Eddington's and Campbell's, result in a split decision. Another expedition will need to be mounted. Both Einstein, who has been trying to prove his theory since he first proposed it in 1907, and Campbell, who has been working on the problem since 1911, have tremendous personal stakes in the results.
Now it was a matter of not just science, it was a matter of international reputation, it was a matter of personal reputation. This was personal.
Campbell checks the charts and sees that the next best eclipse to photograph will be in Australia in 1922, more than 2 years from now. And it turns out, he will not be the only one to take up the challenge. It's 1921, and the 42-year-old Albert Einstein becomes science's first superstar.